the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Bible passage this morning is from Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 all the way through to 11. Comfort, comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double all for all her sins. A voice of one calling in the wilderness, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill shall be made low, the rough ground shall become level, the rugged places a plain. And the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people will see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are like grass, and all their faithfulness is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, because the breath of the Lord blows on them. Surely the people are grass, the grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of our God endures forever. You who bring good news to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good news to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout, lift it up, do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judah, here is your God. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power, and he rules with a mighty arm. See, his reward is with him, and his recompense accompanies him. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Rachel. And right now, we're going to spend a few minutes thinking about those two passages from Isaiah chapter 40 and Luke chapter 2, the story of Simeon meeting baby Jesus at the temple. So hopefully you've already thought of or got something that you really want, but John has told you that you need to wait before you can have it. Now I am going to join you in the waiting, and I have this delicious salted caramel Lindor chocolate, which I'm really excited about. And I have actually been waiting all day to eat this because I knew that I was going to be recording this talk. I literally can't wait. I love food. It's going to be delicious. But waiting is hard and I'm not very good at it. So while we wait, if you need distracting and helping to concentrate while I talk before we get to eat our thing, then you can copy what I do with my hands. Okay? Did you do it? Should have done my thumbs up. Okay, good. I think we're ready. So I think both these passages that we've heard this morning from Isaiah and from Luke are about waiting. God's people messed up and they'd had a tough time because of it. They're waiting for things to get better. They're waiting for God to free them from exile, to rescue them. And then we fast forward onto the New Testament story about Simeon, and he is waiting too. God told him that he was going to see God's rescuer, the one who would save the whole world, not just from their enemies, like when Israel was in exile, Isaiah was talking about, but who would rescue people from the chains of sin and death. And he's been a long time coming. I know many of us have been waiting this year. We've been waiting for it to be over because it's been tough. We've been waiting for better days ahead. In these passages, we hear that the waiting won't last forever. Isaiah's words are like a trumpeter going ahead of a royal procession, preparing the way, clearing the hills and the valleys, getting everyone ready for what's coming, for the time when God's glory will be revealed. Wow! God's glory is like his awesomeness, his power, the fact that he's the king, that he's loving and kind and faithful, what makes him God and so far beyond our understanding and apart from us, his glory. Isaiah reminds the people that when God makes a promise, he's always going to fulfill it. He's going to rescue the people and restore them. And those words brought hope during the exile. But they also fast forward to where we're thinking about at the moment, to when God's ultimate rescuer was coming. The strong and kind shepherd who was going to gather his people into himself and care for them, who would rescue not just Israel, but the whole world. Simeon knew that that was what God was going to do. So he waited with hope, looking forward to that time. And then the waiting was over. Oh, the time has come. Here we go. So good. Simeon, prompted by God's Spirit, goes to the temple and he sees Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. God in all his glory, his awesomeness, his power, the fact that he's the king, his loving kindness and his faithfulness. Right there in the baby Jesus, God ends the waiting by sending his rescuer. And Simeon is overjoyed. It's amazing. Even more amazing than the deliciousness of that chocolate that I finally got to eat. And it's so, so good. Simeon celebrates and he praises God because he knows that he has seen how God is going to save his people. In Jesus, he sees all the love that God has and is pouring out into this broken world to save it from all the brokenness of sin and restore people to what they were always meant to be. God's people, his sheep, safe with their shepherd, living in freedom and hope and peace. And the great news is, because Jesus came, what we celebrate at Christmas, we get to celebrate with Simeon in the joy and the hope that he had, because our eyes have seen God's salvation in Jesus. The light has come in the darkness of our lives in Jesus. We have seen God's glory and his love in Jesus. And that is so worth celebrating. That in spite of the fact that life isn't perfect yet, we're still waiting for the day, one day, when Jesus is going to come back and he's going to make everything new. Right now, we know that God's great love and salvation through Jesus's birth, his life, his death and resurrection. And if you don't know that yet, you're still waiting for that satisfaction, that comfort, that feeling of completeness. You can have it now through Jesus. Simeon saw it coming when he held that special baby and he celebrated. So friends, let's celebrate with joy this Christmas in the midst of a tough time. While we know there is still darkness in this life, God's glory, his light has already come. The wait is over. Let's be comforted by that news. Let's live in hope because of it. And let that good news fill our hearts this Christmas time.